Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah, Hakeh Takeh. Hakeh Takeh Et Yoshe Ya'ir, Ahi Lafi Chorev. The Pasuk says, you shall surely smite the inhabitant of the city by the sword. Now this is the reason, the source for the end of the previous Mishnah that taught that a Rabbim gets Hereg. A caravan of traveling donkey drivers or camel drivers can save the city if they had stayed there for 30 days. They can join to make a majority that didn't serve. Likewise, they could cause the city to be destroyed if they join to make a majority that served. And the Talmud teaches about Zechus. Mikan amu nichsei sadikim shibaseicha oivdim o shibachutzla palitim shibashoim ben maseicha ben mechutzla oivdim. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Peret Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tev Zayin, destroy it with all that's in it and its livestock with the edge of a sword. This teaches that the property of sadikim in the city is destroyed, their property outside the city is not, but the property of the Roshayim even outside the city is destroyed. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, behemta The human says that the word behemta, its animals, means not b'choyros and masa behemta that's in it, and the word shalala means not money of hektish or masa sheni in it. Rabbi ben Chanina, boy, sa'ar ha-sidkani shebaseicha mahu. Rabbi ben Chanina asked, what is the law of the hair, I mean the wigs of the female sadikim in the city? The answer is we learn from the following, the drasha we had before. Rav Shimon says behemta and not b'choyros and masa behem in it, shalala and not money of hektish or masa sheni in it. Means we exclude only hektish but not the hair of sadikim. Rav Yochanan Omer, ein moilim b'hen, Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, moilim b'hen. Kodshim of an Eir Nidachas, Rabbi Yochanan says that Ni'ila does not apply to them, and Rish Lakish says that Ni'ila does apply to them. Mesiv, I should say Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Al-Daitra, the Tema Ma'ilim Mahen, Nisni, Sheish, Chatois, Mesis. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that Ni'ila applies to them. We should teach that there are six Chatois, Hamesis, means also that an Eir Nidachas is a Chatas, that needs to die. Rish Lakish holds that we taught only the five for which Mila does not apply. Amalei shekena filu oila vadar mesa. Rabbi Yochanan answers, it did not need to teach us because even oila in it must die. Rabbi Ilah b'shem b'shem Lakish ma'olim b'hen b'shem kadshei muma la'akon. Rabbi Ilah, quoting Rish Lakish, said that Ni'ila applies to them because they are no worse than kadshim of a muma to serve idolatry. V'yikavu, so the Gemara says, so they should be offered. Hashem zevach Roshayim ta'eva. The answer is no, because due to the pasuk that the sacrifice of Roshayim is an abomination. Ukva says that if witnesses about an irnei dachas were proved to be false, the following argument applies also to property in it. If an ox was being taken to be stoned and its witnesses were found to be zomim, Rabbi Yochanan said that whoever was first to take it, he acquires it. It's hefker because he only despaired. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a mistaken despair and therefore it's not hefker. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Zachal Atzmai, Rishim Elokish Omer, Yish Shel Toros Haya. And similarly, if a slave was being taken to be executed and his witnesses were found to be false, Rabbi Yochanan said that he acquires himself to be free. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a mistaken despair, and he's therefore still a slave.